Yeah, man. Episode 15-5, man. Hotep and Alt-Right Alliance. Now, before I get into this, I just want to let y'all know off top, I don't care that y'all don't like that we are locking arms with white people. You know why? Because throughout y'all weak-ass legacy of this Black Lives Matter bullshit, even the Civil Rights Movement, all of that shit, okay, historically, was co-opted by white people. Co-opted. Not aligned, not working together, not united. You niggas allow white people to come into y'all movements and take them over. Allow white people to create movements so y'all can get rights and all this other shit. Y'all did that. And historically, y'all allowed yourselves to be exploited, infiltrated, and taken advantage of by a bunch of people who do not identify with you and will lie to you all day and every day just to keep getting your weak-ass votes, keep getting your weak-ass dollars, and all of that shit. They lie to y'all every day. Every day they lie to y'all. Hillary Clinton had y'all niggas feeling like y'all was deaf, y'all was going to finally be free or some bullshit like that. And now she's nowhere to be found. All of those white people that swore up and down that they was marching with y'all in Washington, marching with y'all in all these other cities for Black Lives Matter, they are nowhere to be found unless it's time to gentrify your neighborhood. They don't give a shit about you, but you niggas forever caping for them. Giving out invites to the cookouts. Giving out love and hugs and all this other bullshit, solidarity and fake ass love. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Because it has not amounted to anything. They don't shop with y'all. They don't buy black. They don't go to the, they don't open up accounts with black banks. They don't represent y'all in local government. They don't say nothing on y'all behalf unless it's a camera in front of them and a microphone against their lips. They do not care about y'all. You can never catch these liberals in the hood to just buy a chopped cheese or nothing like that until it's safe and it's gentrified for them to come in there and move y'all out, move your granny out, move your aunt out. Y'all don't care about that, though. That's another thing. Y'all don't care about none of the disarray in your communities. Y'all don't care about the dirt, the pollution, the crime, the rape, the women out here that's in danger. Y'all sit there and call all of the men on the timeline who usually have a girlfriend or a wife, misogynist and all this other shit. Y'all called me misogynist and I got a wife and two daughters who I take care of on my dollar, on my hard work off my back, nigga, and I protect them from bullshit ass people like y'all, from lying to them. Y'all weak as hell and got the nerve to speak on somebody else making actual moves. Y'all do nothing for y'all community. Y'all do nothing for yourselves. And as soon as somebody does it, as soon as somebody does do something, here y'all come with y'all damn yip-yap. Here y'all come with y'all lip. Y'all do nothing but say everything. And that's exactly why we don't take y'all, you know, criticism to heart, or we don't take y'all criticism serious. Y'all don't even care about black people. Black people hate black people. That's a fact. You niggas suck at being united. Y'all can't even come together to clean up one single block in your neighborhood, but you got something to say about Hotep? You niggas can't even change your diet. You niggas can't even change your thinking patterns. Y'all sit there and get y'all quote-unquote facts from CNN, the same news outlets that shit on y'all. Y'all let these same people who talk behind your back, who sit there and lynch you in the public eye, who sit there and shit on your mother, shit on your father, shit on your education, shit on everything that you stand for, and then as long as they give you a pat on the back for speaking quote-unquote truth to power, you niggas is all for it. Y'all weak as hell. Hell yeah, we aligning with alt-right. You know why, you bitch-ass niggas? Is because the alt-right at least don't sugarcoat this shit. Yeah, you know why? Because objectively, black people taking L's every day. And if you wasn't black, if you didn't have that weak-ass affinity for your race, you would see the L's being taken every day, all day. That you niggas can't even take care of your own. That you can't even, you gotta convince, you gotta beg and plead black people to shop with other black people. Y'all are embarrassing. Hell yeah, I'm not black. I'm Hotep. You niggas, nah, Hotep ain't got no problem supporting each other. That's why you see my men and my women from Hotep on my timeline all day, every day. Y'all barely support y'all own best friends in their clothing line. Y'all best friends in their music. Y'all don't even support y'all own. Y'all look crazy. And y'all want people like me and Ali and my man MG and Uncle Hotep to be like, oh, we rocking with y'all? Hell no. That's why we call y'all nignogs. Y'all call us cis this and heterosexual and heteronormative and all this other bullshit like it's a bad thing. All you niggas is nignogs to me. Every single last one of you niggas. If you're not talking about accountability, if you're not talking about building your community up, if you're not talking about getting your education and your economics and your finances together, nigga, you a nog. And the same thing for these white liberals too. All you motherfuckers is nignogs. And I do not respect near one of you niggas. It's a disgrace. I live in a black community. Every fucking weekend morning, I see a bunch of drunk ass, middle-aged black people falling out of these after hours. Every day I see these teenagers cussing and fucking on each other. Yeah, the community is shitty, and y'all niggas don't ever talk about it. But as soon as a white motherfucker hop on the news and say some shit you don't like, y'all all up in arms and care about it. As soon as Steve Harvey go meet with Donald Trump, y'all calling him all types of coons and sellouts. But you don't even come out here, nigga. We never see you niggas. How come y'all never march and clean up the block? How come y'all never march and come help these kids? How come y'all never march and help these mothers and these fathers? How come y'all don't ever march and open up some businesses and help people, get them some jobs? How come y'all never march and do anything that's productive? Y'all come out here, pollute even more because y'all leave y'all signs and all that shit on the ground. Y'all fat asses is chewing and eating while you protesting. You niggas don't do nothing for your community, but got every goddamn right to say what you want to say about Hotep? We actually outside, nigga. Niggas actually know who I am. They see me working. OGs actually salute me for what I'm doing. Going to get my real estate license and all that other shit so I can buy a property in my neighborhood, gentrify it on my own dime. So I can make sure that black residents and people that have been living here are not displaced. You niggas ain't doing none of that shit. Y'all do nothing but sit, eat, and complain all day long. You niggas kill yourselves. Y'all don't ever go to Chicago. Y'all don't speak on none of that shit. Y'all blame white people for everything. Y'all want white people for everything. You want these niggas to come down here and give a little bit of their wealth and get a little bit of their resources and shit to help y'all black asses just so you can blow it on Jordans, nigga? We're talking about numbers, not anecdotes. I don't give a fuck about your aunt who got cancer, nigga. You niggas is out here eating yourselves to death, shopping yourselves to death, killing each other over fucking sneakers, nigga. Who the fuck wants to be a part of this group? You niggas are so far gone that you can't even blame this shit on white people. Nigga, two generations. Nigga, one generation after slavery, nuclear families in the black community was at an all-time high. Now, you niggas got iPhones, Gucci belts, and all this type of freedom cars, going on trips. Y'all want to remake Freak Nick and all that other shit, but y'all scared to get married. Y'all scared to invest y'all money, save y'all money, but y'all want to go to Freak Nick. This is the shit that I'm talking about with black people. You niggas are a disgrace. And I don't care how y'all feel about it. I'm tired of it. Every damn day I gotta look at you grown-ass motherfuckers crying and complaining about some shit that ain't got nothing to do with you. Crying and complaining. Blue checks next to your name. All of you niggas is weak, son. You niggas is weak as hell. I don't respect none of you niggas. None. All y'all pussy. It's okay for you niggas to align yourselves with these weak-ass, self-hating-ass white people, but as soon as we lock arms with some real people, some real motherfucking white motherfuckers who care about their communities, who really trying to build themselves up and build their community up on the white end, motherfuckers say, oh, if it get too thick or if they both get power, they gonna cancel each other out. Well, let that happen then. At least we got to that point. Y'all know y'all get this fake-ass solidarity from these white feminists and shit to try to make you feel better, and all they do is co-opt your movement. Got black women proud to be called black feminists. That's some wild ass shit to say. How you proud to be something that was made to exterminate your people? How you championing Planned Parenthood at all is beyond me, son. Y'all niggas is weak. Y'all let these white people tell y'all what to do. We made the conscientious decision to align ourselves with alt-right. Ain't nobody come down. Nobody from the alt-right came down and was like, oh, we gonna help y'all out. Nobody. They saw the way we was moving and respected it. Period. We didn't need their help and they don't need our help. That's how you know we gonna thrive. You niggas need help for some reason. Y'all spend $1 trillion and don't ever do nothing with it but blow it. Hell yeah, them liberal motherfuckers gonna keep you as a victim because all y'all do is go shopping at Nordstrom and protest. All y'all do is eat yourselves to death. Y'all niggas is fat as hell. Y'all can't even fight. Y'all niggas is soft. Y'all full of soy. Y'all acting like a bunch of girls out here. Y'all let women tell y'all what to do. And that's crazy. Y'all niggas don't even take the rightful place in y'all households, nigga. All you seen was women doing what men supposed to be doing. That's exactly why your soft ass is allowing it to happen. You see women out here carrying groceries by themselves and you don't even pick up even a fucking finger to help them. Y'all don't ever help y'all women. And they out here fronting the bill on their own feeling like they by themselves. And we the only niggas out here talking about that the black woman is God. Saying that the black woman should be doing black woman things and stop trying to and not having to be taking up the slack for you weak ass men who ain't doing what y'all supposed to be doing. All these stocks and hoes and all this other shit that y'all be claiming is so fucking funny. Y'all niggas is weak. Y'all not really about black unity. Y'all love this degenerate shit because y'all can get y'all laughs off. Y'all weak as hell. Yeah, I'm talking big shit on this episode because I don't respect you niggas. I was going to let this shit ride, yo. I was going to let this shit ride, but more and more people on my timeline thinking they can throw pop shots and all that other wild shit like I don't peep it. You niggas is pussy. All of you niggas is pussy. You can't fight. You full of soy, nigga. You a pussy. All of you niggas is pussy. I would definitely align myself with an alpha white dude who cares about him and his community first than you weak ass niggas who worried about white people more than you worried about your own people. Y'all whack as hell. Y'all don't get no respect from those dudes. You niggas is pussy. Pussy. And I want y'all to say something. I want y'all to do something. Y'all soft. I show my OGs this shit on my phone. Like, look at these people. And these niggas is coming from the era of right after Jim Crow. Coming from the era where white people and black people were segregated and all that other shit. And they can't even believe the type of shit you 20-year-olds, 23-year-old niggas is saying. You not oppressed, nigga. You just pussy. You not oppressed. You just broke. You not oppressed. You just lazy. You not oppressed. You just want these white people that already got money to give you a job. Instead of trying to help your mans up and build his business up. You know why? Because you jealous of your mans. You don't think your mans is worthy of having employees such as yourself. You want to work for a white motherfucker so you can feel good. God forbid your homie make more money than you. God forbid your homegirl make more money than you. You niggas is jealous of each other. You niggas is jealous of your own people. And that's exactly why you don't mind seeing everybody else poor but yourself. That's exactly why you don't mind being the smartest nigga in the room. Because everybody got to come to you. That's why you don't mind being a big fish in a small pond. Y'all niggas is weak and y'all don't think we seen it, but we seeing it. Y'all pussy and y'all weak. And y'all use the mental gymnastics, y'all use social media, y'all use all of this bullshit to make y'all seem like y'all doing something and y'all not. Because when it's time to pull up the receipts like y'all say, ain't nobody got nothing to say. DeRay and all of that shit didn't even get 1% of his city's vote to run for mayor. You know why? Because all of that shit was online. Nobody knows him in his city. Nobody knows him on his block. You niggas is soft. That's why Black Lives Matter failed. Niggas got $100 million from George Soros in the hood ain't see not one near dime of that shit. I wonder why. Because everybody kept a line in their pockets with that shit. Y'all niggas is pussy, man. And that's all I wanted to tell y'all. Hotep all day. Shout out to the alt-right. Fuck you, Nick Noggs, and it's lit.